That is 100% what was in my mind. Is the same inventory that we're using for the county radios or for the deployment of the HTs or the Go boxes, they're all going to be all in the same. All we got to do is just get like a centralized area or some type of a barcode reader that we can connect to the laptop or Bluetooth or something that when it gets checked out, it gets checked out. The Go boxes right now, if they, you know, someone wants to go and just try it and learn it and stuff like that, you know, we'll do the paper method. But if there was an actual time when there was a deployment and we needed to deploy those six radios along with 10 HTs, you know, when we're deployed, we may eventually just, you know, end up like a central location with Brandon. It's okay, you go here, you go here, you go here, you know, and then we get sent out that way. You know, and if that's the case, okay, you're going here with the Go box, check you out, there you go, take off, you know, kind of thing. Or we pick them up from the county radio room or something like that. But, yeah, we need a centralized inventory because it is county equipment. Even though it's ARFs, they're ARFs radios, but county paid for them. The same thing with 47.2. An amateur radio tower, but it's owned by the county. Kind of thing. So that's kind of like where I was seeing the barcode go. But if we're in class and somebody says, hey, you know, can I check out a radio? Of course, you know, one of us is going to be there with the software on our laptop and a barcode is getting there. We can scan it out right there. If somebody wants to call David and say, hey, can I check this out? Then, yeah, we could put the serial number of the barcode in the spreadsheet and then the ID, 6014, and automatically populates the equipment.